This is a download from the BBC.
Hi there, I'm Ricky from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Tuesday, the 19th of July. Coming up, Atlantis says goodbye to the International Space Station.
Atlantis weighs anchor from the International Space Station for the last time.
Beef scare hits Japan, and there's confusion over Tevez's next move. But first, he's one of the most powerful people in the media, a multi-billionaire who owns countless papers, TV stations, and even a movie studio. Well, today, Rupert Murdoch will appear in front of British politicians and answer questions about the phone hacking scandal that has engulfed his British newspaper, The News of the World. Members of Parliament want to find out whether he knew that journalists were hacking into people's mobile phones. His son, James, who's a big boss in his dad's company, will also be questioned, as well as one of his former top executives, Rebecca Brooks. This is a story that has caused a massive amount of interest all over the world, particularly in the UK, and here's what some Brits think about the events of the last couple of weeks.
It's nice to see that, you know, something's been done about it and something decisive for a change.
It's outrageous, actually. People hacking into telephone conversations and things like that. What happens now has to change the way the press system operates.
Next, the American space shuttle Atlantis has undocked from the International Space Station for the final time and is heading to Earth.
Undocked and confirmed at 1:28 a.m. Central Time.
The astronauts left behind a year's worth of food as well as gifts for the station crew. They also had these words for their fellow space explorers.
To the Expedition 28 crew, again, thank you very much for your hospitality on behalf of the 135 crew.
Well, thanks, Fergie. It's been an honor having you guys on board. It's been great having you guys on board. It's great being a part of this really important and historic mission.
When Atlantis arrives back on Earth, it will mark the end of 30 years of the U.S. space shuttle program. It's now up to private companies to send shuttles into space. And for today's question, we want to know the name of the closest planet to Earth. Yesterday, we asked you what year Nelson Mandela became South Africa's leader, and the answer is 1994. More news now, and Japan has banned all cattle from the area around the Fukushima nuclear plant. It's because they're worried about radiation getting into the meat there. The scare began earlier this month when 11 animals were found to have eaten food that had come into contact with radiation. Since then, it's become clear that hundreds of cows had been given the same feed. And finally, yesterday we told you that Tevez had been sold to the Brazilian club Corinthians. Well, now it seems there are some problems with the deal. It's thought City want to know exactly how the Brazilian team plan to pay the fee of up to £40 million. There are also suggestions that Manchester City want to be sure that Tevez won't leave them, then come back and play for another European club anytime soon. OK, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow.